Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once again, we're starting a little bit early because of a Twins game, in this case, two Twins games, because of the decision to not play the game on Monday. In reaction to the shooting death of Dont'a Wright, we'll reaffirm what Adam said during the top of the other news. I believe the Star Tribune with the first, the charge on Kim Potter. We'll give that to you again in moments and start the conversation. We are here, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, until 12:30 when the Twins pregame show begins. An opportunity to win some money right here. It is Keyword for Cash, chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. This hour's Keyword for Cash is wild, as in Minnesota wild. 72881, that's where you text it, wild, 72881. You could be randomly selected, and if you get a phone call, and if you know the keyword wild, and they're calling you because you sent it to 72881, you could win $1,000. Adam, I'm assuming this release will reach everybody rather soon. Maybe it's even reached our place by now.
Not yet, but more and more people confirming it, so it's only a matter of moments, I would imagine.
Pete Orpett, and we had great reporting by our news team with sound bites from the Washington County Attorney yesterday, and saying that he would have charges by noon today. Mm-hmm. Well, he had them by 11 o'clock today. Because Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kimberly Potter has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dont'a Wright. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. Joe Freeburg did join us yesterday, and to the shock of none of us who listen to Joe and have listened to Joe for decades, Joe had this one right on. With the second-degree manslaughter charge. In fact, here is a longer version of what Joe had to say.
Well, if in fact it's true, and if in fact she did not intend to fire a pistol, but intended to use a taser, if that is actually true, and it appears from the spontaneity of her reaction that that's what happened, then that clearly is almost the definition of culpably negligent homicide. That's still an accident in common parlance, but if you're more negligent than ordinary negligence, but you don't intentionally bring about the result, that's the definition of culpable negligence, and that's the definition of second-degree manslaughter. It used to be second-degree manslaughter was when you were driving drunk and you ran over somebody. Now we have a specific statute for that called vehicular homicide, but that's essentially the same intent or lack of it that we're talking about with second-degree manslaughter.
So that's Joe yesterday. Adam, the definition of culpably negligent homicide, didn't intend, but it brought about the result. It seems clear by this charge that Pete Orpett, the Washington County attorney, from what he has done in a very short period of time, believes what the audio told us. that this was not intent, this was not intentional by Kim Potter, that it was an unthinkable, unbelievable mistake which ended the life of Dante Wright. Fairly quick, right? Wouldn't we say the body camera footage out quick, the dismissal, let's just call it that, the dismissal of both Wright, of Potter and Tim Gannon, and now the charges in a very short period of time since Dante Wright's life ended a little past 2 o'clock on Sunday. Do you agree with that, Adam?
100%. And how critical that, you know, we talked about it before when we, you know, just on Monday saying, what do you want to hear or what do you want to see? I said, you want to see the body camera. But I also, with that caveat that, you know, the body camera is not going to, we always think it will answer every question. It does not. But in this case, I think there was important evidence on the body camera in that, A, you know, her reaction to what she did and that perceived surprise at what she had done, but also the amount of time she had that weapon pointed at Dante Wright before she fired it. Both big factors.
Dan, we're going to have an on-air show meeting now that the charge has been filed. Let's make one of our regular calls to Earl Gray. Earl Gray is representing Kimberly Potter. Earl has joined this show many, many times over the years. The last time it was rather feisty and contentious encounter. He is representing, I have this right, correct, Thomas Lane? Is that the officer that Earl is representing? We had about a 20 to 22 minute interview with Earl on that one. Earl's a very good attorney. Adam, and there are many other parts of the case that we'll find out more. And the body camera doesn't tell everything, but Adam, boy, it tells us a lot. And going back to Joe's words that this is the definition of culpably negligent homicide, that there wasn't the intent, but the result happened. What she did and a reaction afterwards, that's a hell of a thing to try to defend against this particular charge. At this point, and I repeat, at this point, April 14th, 11, 12, or whatever it is, that's a lot to overcome in court. And I think you're going to have a lot of people saying, is this really headed to court? Will you have some agreement before you go to court? But then you're going to have pressure on a lot of different sides saying absolutely, positively, no plea agreement whatsoever. The only way that this doesn't go to court is if the former police officer accepts the fullest extent of the law. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Because to think the public pressure and the history of George Floyd and Philando Castile and Jamar Clark and other issues involving race, and this is not just about race. So save the text on that one or go ahead and with memory. But if you don't think it's about race as a part of this, you're clueless. So how this plays out, because I know people have already speculated, this isn't going to court, there'll be some sort of agreement reached. It's a pretty tenuous time right now, Adam, when, yes, courts encourage trying to reach an agreement so you don't go to trial. But there's going to be a lot of pressure on all sides regarding if an agreement is reached without a trial.
Right, because plea deals often involve a sentence that is lesser than would be the maximum. And I'm looking at the manslaughter and second degree Minnesota statute right in front of me here, and it's 10 years, no more than 10 years, and no more than $20,000. So, I mean, there's already, we know there will be people saying that's not nearly enough and will want more serious charges. And the mayor yesterday asking the governor to get involved to have Keith Ellison prosecute the case. Which I thought, you know, Susie got Pete Orpett on the phone yesterday, and his reaction to that I thought was fantastic about how he had heard that, and he felt bad that the mayor doesn't trust him with the case, but it's not his decision. And if the governor decides to do that, that's what would happen. So
yeah, we wanted to start the show with the question that I've raised to the two of you, I don't know how many times, will anything ever change? I want to still get to that probably at 12:08 because I want to raise this to the public out there. Is this enough? Is this the appropriate charge? Because we went over this the other day. The Tribune had it at 11 mistakes with tasers and guns. Other outlets had it as a different number. In many of those cases, charges were not filed. In your view, is this appropriate? Because to me, it is. I don't believe that there is any evidence out there to suggest that Kim Potter intentionally killed Dante Wright. I don't see a speck of that. Am I willing to listen? Sure. I don't see any of that out there right now. Horrific mistakes can happen, and there's nothing more horrific than a mistake which ends a person's life. And there are times, as I just said, that the parties have agreed that the damage has been done and that there was no intent, so charges do not apply. I'm sorry, a 26-year police veteran who is training an officer at that point, the guilt and the ending of her life as she knows it is not enough because her mistake ended the life of someone who, yes, yes, should not have tried to flee. 100% should have followed, but sure as hell didn't deserve to die. Text away. We'll continue the dialogue with the three of us, but I want to hear from you. Text. And if they're good phone calls, because we'll screen them, Dan will do a fabulous job. You want to come on, you can. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Second-degree manslaughter. The Star Tribune breaking the story a little before 11. The charges from Washington County Attorney Pete Orpett against former Brooklyn Center police officer Kimberly Potter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Washington County taking over. This is where Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman transferred the case. And as Adam pointed out, Mayor Mike Elliott had called for Keith Ellison to step in. Keith Ellison normally is very available to this show. He turned us down today and said this is too similar to the Derek Chauvin matter. And at this point, passed on coming on. We will try again to get the Attorney General on. He also has the Chauvin case, which is coming to an end here, we still believe, in the next 24 hours. I said before the break, Adam and Dan, I believe, considering these circumstances, that from what I know now, and I obviously will listen to further evidence, that there was no intent in this, but considering the circumstances, that second-degree manslaughter seems like the appropriate report. I'm going to pass on your text, too, Adam. I think
yep, that's fine.
I've got that one. I think it's appropriate. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't see it. No, I just read the statute, and but, I mean, Joe Friedberg certainly would know much more than I, and listening and based on what I know of the circumstances, that seems completely appropriate.
Dan?
I think it's appropriate. I think not only to your point earlier that there seems to be a lack of evidence that there was any intent on her part to use her gun in that situation. I think there's actually evidence in favor of her thinking absolutely that she had her taser in her hand, which is a horrific mistake that you just cannot make as a police officer. But she made it, and I think second-degree manslaughter absolutely applies in this situation.
Let's look at some of the text here. Would a police chase have been a better option, putting innocent people at risk? I was also clear on this the other day that knowing the circumstances and also the fact that it was unknown, and let's acknowledge again for, I don't know, the 100th time since this broke, because I love our text now. I love the method. Oh, isn't it interesting how you left that out? Well, just because you listen for 5 minutes and we're on normally 3 hours a day doesn't mean we didn't mention this. Dante Wright was facing a gross misdemeanor without a permit for a pistol. And former Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon said, pulled over for tabs. Again, my opinion, the amount of times a white person is pulled over for tabs compared to a black person, I don't think it's the same. I just don't. The fragrance, that part, don't think is the same. You believe, you don't believe me, believe Joe Freiberg yesterday. He said, if you don't believe there's a disparity, that, to quote Joe in his immortal words, you're an imbecile. He's only done this for 30 years, and he's only respected as well as any attorney in the state of Minnesota. Under the circumstances, when Dante Wright is pulled over, and again, I'm driving down that street, H. Lake is pulled driving down that street, H. Lake gets pulled over more than me. In this particular case, I have no proof that it only happened because Dante Wright is black. No proof so far. But there's an endless amount of proof on a regular basis for decades. That doesn't mean every officer. That does not mean. In fact, the majority of officers don't do it. But too many do, and they should be eliminated from the forces. But now, when he decides to flee, mistake, shouldn't do it, putting others at risk, and it's illegal, they have to react. And we had the debate the other day, do you wait? Do you let Wright leave and the other person leave? Because we still don't have that person's name, I don't believe. No. I believe they were right in firing the taser, but they didn't fire the taser. They did not. Kimberly Potter did not fire the taser. Interesting that you left out more text here, that you left out Justine Damon in your list of martyrs. I came in late, a little late, however, so I may have missed it. We have talked about, how many times do you think we've talked about Hama Noor and Justine Damon on the show, Adam? Which is a thousand times?
Yeah.
You think that case was big enough? And we, in or me, in this particular case, I was talking specifically about where race is a part of this conversation. It's not the end all. There are other parts of it, but that is a part of the conversation. My wish, more text here, says she will plead guilty and not extend it out to a court trial. There are no situations where she isn't guilty. It's unfortunate on every angle. Plead guilty and throw yourself at the mercy of the court. And we just have no idea how that'll play out, right?
None.
More text here. Do you feel the same way when someone makes a mistake driving and actually turns left in front of a family of four and kills them all? Well, here's where I will be consistent and where Dan and Adam have disagreed with me. Because we've had too many stories where a parent makes a mistake. And I'm a father for. Where a parent makes a mistake and leaves their baby in a car. Or leaves a gun out. And there is some astounding dereliction of responsibility. I am the one who has said, while it will not bring them greater anguish and pain than what they are facing now with the loss of a son, a daughter, or multiple kids, that the main responsibility you have as a parent is to protect your kid or your kids. So I have said in those cases, charges should be filed. So, yes, I have been consistent on this.
Those issues, though, are completely – they're not related at all, this situation and what you were just discussing.
And the driving part, right?
The driving, and a parent who inadvertently leaves their child in a car. That's not even close to this situation. It's just not.
The idea of what the person was trying to say is if an honest mistake is made, should there be recriminations for that mistake?
Have you gone through training in specifically to avoid that honest mistake? Because this officer had repeatedly.
Right. That is correct. We have plain politics right here. Dan, why don't you tell John Rash and Scott Gillespie, we would just want to do one segment, because this obviously is broken now.
Yep.
And I think we need to stay with this for at least one more segment. Don't you, Adam?
Sure.
Yep. So just tell John and Scott, we're going to try to do one segment around 11:45, because we're getting a lot of reaction.
Understood.
And I think it's very pertinent that we stay with it on what is clearly the biggest story in the area. But we can talk about the legislative implications with this, which also I think are relevant too. Keep the texts coming in. 651-989-9226. Weather and traffic when we return. So let's try to go through a number of these items reasonably quick here, and you guys chime in. Somebody raising this idea just now. Good text. Future topic. Let's deal with the now, though. It resonates. Without cell phone or body camera video, where will we be with this case, Adam? We have no idea, right?
No. Where would we be with George Floyd's case? The first mention was a medical condition while in custody.
And by the way, we've had other cases, Michael Brown included, where didn't give us enough information. And further reporting shed more light on. So it's not an end all. But Adam, in this case, as much as any, doesn't it pretty much summarize almost everything involved?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else, you know, what other information that we need based on the charge we have and what happened. And, you know, I'm sure there's issues that are going to come up, but not really, not at this point. Let me grab that too, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Text. I encourage anyone to walk a day in a police officer's shoes on duty. You will have a very different understanding of what they deal with. I have not grown up with a police officer as a father like Dan. So, Dan, I want you to chime in.
Yeah.
I have been exposed to police officers for a lot of my life. That is still very, very, very different from walking in their shoes. I have said endlessly, the overwhelming number of police officers are very good at what they do. Some are brilliant. Some are very good. Some are average. Some aren't good at their jobs, like all of us in our jobs. But to diminish the difficulty, no, Dan. But to say mistakes can't be made because the others are brilliant, that's too much of a generalization also.
It is. And I think, you know, for me, you grow up with this sense of my dad's going out doing his job and it's just a job and there isn't anything different about that job than any other job when you're real young. And then you start to get older and you learn a little more about what's going on. And then you realize that what my dad did was entirely different than what a lot of people did. Now, the specialties that my dad worked in put him in less chance of being in dangerous situations. But, you know, just driving home, if he decides he needs to make a traffic stop because he sees, you know, something flagrant, he's in a situation, right? And you don't know who's in that car and what they have in that car. And so you live with this notion of, is dad going to come home tonight?
Yeah.
And that's not easy. And it affects you growing up, and it enlarges, for me, it enlarged my heart towards police and the job that they have to do. That being said, that because their job is more difficult, because their job is more dangerous, there's also an increased responsibility that goes along with that. And my dad's the first person, when we were watching that press conference the other day, he texted me right in the middle of that video showing and said right away, bad shoot. Right away. He made that determination with all of his experience and all of his lived experience as a police officer. It was a bad shoot. There is responsibility that increases and goes along with this. And I'm, you know, her life, like you said, her life has changed forever. And if you want to have empathy towards her, I certainly do. As a son of a police officer, I have empathy towards her in that regard. I have more empathy for the family that just lost a 20-year-old kid.
Yep. You can do both.
But you can do both. You can have both. That's allowed. And yeah, it isn't an either or. We have to stop with all these binaries. It just drives me nuts. You can do both. You can see it both ways. But here's the bottom line. A kid's dead by her mistake that she's been trained to avoid. She has to go to jail now.
And she was training someone at the time.
Yes.
Text coming in. I'm white. I've been pulled over. Didn't resist. Nothing happened. I'm not saying every person who's pulled over is only pulled over because they're black. I am saying the data in so many examples, decade after decade, including in the state of Minnesota, including the Twin Cities area, shows a disproportionate number of individuals who are pulled over. And for about the seventh time since we started 40-some minutes ago, I am not condoning in any way Dante Wright trying to flee officers and avoid arrest.
And this is exactly what we...
a criminal act.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it, but then shouldn't have lost his life over an awful mistake.
It doesn't have to be that binary. It doesn't have to be that... Yes, should he have followed instructions? Yes, he should have. And he didn't deserve to die. That's not a death sentence. That's not a capital crime. Those both can be true at the same time. We need to stop making that an either or.
More texts coming in. 651-989-9226. Doctors and surgeons make mistakes and people die on the table. They made a mistake. What's the difference? Guess what? Doctors and surgeons are sued all the time for malpractice. And that's a longer conversation, Dan, on insurance rates and when it's legit, when it's not. But you and Adam pointed out, when you have training to do something and you are involved in one of these high-pressure jobs where you might make 999 correct decisions and then that one decision out of the 1,000 is wrong, then we need to know the understanding. What were the details, Dan? If it goes against your training and a life is lost in these particular jobs, which have an extraordinarily different stress level and implications to you playing the wrong commercial, me screwing up a word, Adam getting a sequence out of order, then there are implications for that. Is it all equal? No. Is it the same thing every time? If something unexpected happens and you haven't been trained? To me, Dan, that's a very different example.
It's different. You know, I think if you go back to the text about the surgeon, there are times where doctors have been shown to be negligent in what they've done and they've been charged criminally, in addition to civil charges. It can happen.
Let's pause right here. Let's get John Rash and Scott Gillespie in for a shorter segment of Plain Politics. We're on until 12:30, and we'll the thrust of this show, maybe in its entirety, will be the death of Dante Wright and the charges of Kimberly Potter. We might get into a couple other points briefly, but we're back with you in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.